In this episode of Bear Podcast,
top 5 hookup app tips,
music streaming now counts towards gold and platinum,
and an elderly woman electrocuted by a faulty dildo.
All these and your voicemails coming up next.
Bear Podcast, $5.99.
Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 599 and February 1st, Monday, 2016.
Next to the last episode, Maynard.
Yep, second to the last episode. Wow.
Second to the last. Second. Next to the last. Second to the last was the last episode.
Second to the last. What's first to the last?
The night's episode.
It's like second runner-up, first runner-up. Yeah, it's the next to the last
episode.
No, it's
a whole different topic.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, we have a very, you know, very simple show today, but we're going to have a big one next week since it's going to be, you know, the last episode of the ever. So,
is it going to be a big one because it's the 600th episode or because we got a lot of big boys on the show?
Kind of both, okay. But more on the 600th episode. Okay. You know, it's a big milestone, 600 episodes. And
you know what, if everybody shows up next week, it'll be more than 600 pounds.
That's right. But aren't you like combined with another, with Dave, it would become like 300 pounds?
If me and Dave got together, it was probably almost 400.
Oh my God.
And then you add in the rest of the crew.
It would be more 600 pounds, right?
Over 600.
Okay. So we apologize for last week because
Maynard had a family emergency.
I had a family emergency. We couldn't do a recording. So I went to California last week for a death in the family. My aunt died. And, well, it was kind of sad but glad because it's kind of a reunion. And also, she's already, you know, put to rest now because she's 87. And
No, you said she wasn't put to rest yet. She's still chilling.
She's still chilling. Oh, well, yeah. Because she's going to be sent to the Philippines.
Until you're in the ground, you ain't at rest yet.
You're not at rest yet? Okay.
They're still moving you around.
Well, yeah, they're going to send her body to Manila. So that's going to be expensive. And right now, she's in a freezer right now. That's how it is right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but before that, I actually...
So wait a minute. I want to bring up something here.
All right.
I don't know if this was just an Asian thing with Maynard.
Or what?
A Filipino thing. But he was like, I got to go to my aunt's funeral next week. And I was like, well, what's wrong with that? He said, well, I got to get tickets to fly out Monday. I said, well, why don't you just fly out Saturday? But then I have to let my family know I'm there. I'm like, no. You don't. Get your hotel room.
See
friends, hang out. And show up when you need to be there on Monday or Tuesday or right before the funeral on Wednesday and fly back out Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. So Ray's
but
right.
He was like, oh, no. And it was like, I was like, obviously it's only white people that lie to their parents.
Oh, really? Okay. Unless they see this episode. Anyway, so I did fly on that Saturday. Oh, my God. I did. Priceline, they're not paying us to say this, but Priceline is really a lifesaver. Because otherwise, I would have paid like $950 for a plane ticket.
I wondered how you afforded that ticket with Captain Kirk. Now we know.
That's right. Captain Kirk. Oh, that's right. Captain Kirk's my friend. Well, more like William Shatner is my friend. Mm-hmm. But it was good. I mean, it's how much is the flight? $330 for a short notice flight? Because United doesn't do bereavement flights anymore since last year, April. So I did that. I got a cheaper ticket, so that's good. And Ray's right. Go there on a Saturday and show up with the family at Monday. So I hung out with Kai, Rick, Brenton, Bill, and Yang that weekend, that Saturday. We went to Don Ramon's. It's a restaurant there in in Harrison, or I forgot what street it was. And then afterwards, we just walked to the Lone Star. Went to the Lone Star, and it was not bad, that packed. There's a lot of lots of people, but it was fun just chatting around with friends.
In the Badlands in San Francisco.
Yes, it is, and it's.
Did you go to it?
No, but you know, funny that you mentioned that. That was the topic during dinner on Monday night. What is it? Thursday night?
Was the Wednesday night? Gunkle? Did he go to Badlands?
Is that no, me? The Gunkle is that, doesn't. Is that where the my Gunkle didn't go? Doesn't go to bars? No.
He's just on Craigslist.
He's just on Craigslist, probably.
Or Growler. He hit you up on that Scruff or.
No. Oh, God. How would you guys, how would you feel if you see your uncle or your gunkle on your Grindr or your Growler? That would be so
unsettling. We should have had an episode with Larry and his son to find out what it's like.
If they see each other on apps
and stuff.
Oh my God, you're right.
Or do they have a boundary like, okay, I'll work these apps, you work those apps.
Okay, there are friends of ours from Dallas, and it's a, you know, Larry is the father and Sean is the son, and we had them in the show. Oh my God, do you even remember that? I had them in the show like 8 years ago, something like that. So
there's been 599 episodes, Maynard. I can't remember
everything. You can't remember everything. But anyway, we had a gay dad and a gay son episode. It was a Father's Day episode special. So one of the probably 2008, 2009. Can't remember anymore. But we stayed at their place. It was softball. We were playing softball in Dallas, and then at the same time it was
Father's Day weekend. Because I wasn't there.
In Dallas.
When you interviewed them.
Yeah, you weren't there. I was out of town. Yeah, I was in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, that's what I don't remember.
Okay, so, yeah, anyway, how do we get to that? Oh, yeah, so the question is, we should ask them, really, how does it feel to see your own son on the same game? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And has he ever accidentally unlocked his profile pics for
and me? Then, oops, sorry, I favorited you. Oops, I'm sorry. Private pictures has been unlocked. Private photos. You know how it is. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, what else happened in California? So we did the services, and my cousin told me.
Did anybody fall on the casket screaming and crying?
I was one of the pallbearers, but I didn't go screaming and crying. No, I was sad. No,
pallbearers usually don't do that. It's usually like one of the family members that goes up there and. Falls all over the caskets, screaming and crying.
No, we didn't reach that point.
Didn't have that kind of family.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. So it was an impromptu because I used to play the organ. What? At church, Ray. No, wait. Am I saying the piano, the musical organ at the church before?
And the pastor's organ and the priest's organ. And
right. But anyway, so my cousin told me, hey, we should play a song, a Filipino song. It's called Hindi Kita Malilimutan. Oh, okay. Sure, let's do it. But I haven't played for 20 years. So, okay, so played in during the mass, which was, it went well. I kind of fucked up a little bit.
Did you do a bunch of flourishes and stuff?
No, I didn't do I didn't do any
flourishes and runs and just like all Liberace did.
Liberace style. No, I don't do it.
Your uncle would probably been there tapping his foot.
That's right. So that was my adventure last week. So pretty sad, but also good because I got to see my family. So yeah. How about you, Ray? What have you been up to?
I watched The Fifth Wave on Friday.
You regret it?
Yes. I usually can find some redeeming value in a sci-fi movie, but really the only redeeming value in this movie was the two male leads being hot, and that was about it.
Were they even shirtless?
One of them was for like a minute, less than a minute, like
and maybe then he died.
10 seconds. No, well, we don't know.
Ooh, so it's a sequel. Know.
So, but a couple people said, well, the books were incredible. And I said, well, I haven't read the book, but the movie sucked. Mm-hmm. Or it didn't suck. It was just like kind of boring.
Mm. Maybe the sequel would be better.
I don't know.
The Fifth Wave.
So well, I should have known something when I went to go look for it Friday night and it only had limited play times and it was being released that night.
Mm-hmm.
and there was Kung Fu Panda. There was 30 million times for it. I should have known something was up.
Well, yeah. I guess it's something you have. Yeah, it feels like, what is that again? The Rising? Jupiter Rising? I felt it.
Jupiter Rising, I liked.
What?
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it had Channing Tatum shirtless in it, skating around with dog ears. And it had Eddie Raymond in it. How do you say his name? Raymond? Eddie?
He's the guy from Game of Thrones?
No, he's from... What else? He's been in a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Eddie, how do you say his Raymond? Raymond, how do you say his name? But the skinny bad guy that was in the movie.
Yeah.
So anyway, I like Jupiter Rising. Mm-hmm. So it had some redeeming value for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a good thing you... Well, it's a good thing that you were able to watch it to warn me not to watch it. Mm-hmm. So. Thank you, Ray. Okay, so one of the things that I got into, because my friend Mark told me about it, I started watching Grace and Frankie, starring Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. And then Ray, I asked Ray here about it, and you said you watched the whole
episode. I watched the whole episode. In fact, I think we talked about it a little bit when I started watching it on the podcast, but you were not interested because you were watching Longmire or some...
Oh, it was back then.
Something like that back then. Another horrible TV show.
What? I like Longmire. When are they coming up in this one? Anyway, so I was watching Grace and Frank.
Longmire reminded me of a revamped Bonanza.
It's kind of like that, I guess. Not that I remember.
Or Gunsmoke. It probably more like reminded me of Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke?
Just not as updated.
How about The Rifleman?
Never watched The Rifleman.
Yeah. That was before my time. Anyway, Grace and Frankie, it's a... What is it again? The characters of Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston, they're married to their wives, which are Jane Fonda and
Lily Tomlin.
And Lily Tomlin. They're married to their wives.
This is a spoiler, by the way.
Well, yeah. But then it's just a small part of it anyway. So they married to them, and then they ended up actually became lovers, the two guys.
Yeah, they'd been lovers for years.
Yes, for 20 years. So they've been married with their wives for 40 years.
And they worked at the same company together. They were partners.
They were partners, and then they turned out to be lovers.
And their wives had no clue.
And the
wives are night and day from each other.
The banter between Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda is just so funny. I mean, those one-liners.
And it actually is, once it gets past the initial, maybe first four episodes, it really gets going pretty good, and the writing is very well.
Are you saying that I'm still on my third or fourth episode,
yeah,
probably.
I think
it's already fun. It's already so hilarious for me. You say
it is funny, but I think it gets better as it goes.
Even gets better.
Once they get past the husband crap and they start getting into their weddings and the kids and them having sex with other men and trying to learn to live together and accept each other's differences and all that stuff. So.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it then. Anyway, so that's, I guess that's...
Why are the Caucasians busy? I don't understand that note.
The Caucasians?
Yeah.
That's right. Today is February 1st. The Caucasians are very busy. Iowa.
Caucuses. Is that what that is? Caucuses.
Yes, caucuses. The Caucasians. The Caucasians in Iowa are very busy right now. By the time this episode comes out, you probably... They've already chosen their people for the primaries or something. I don't know. But do you think they'll be able to... the computers will compute.
I don't know. Correctly. I think we're pretty much fucked either which way we go.
No, we'll see.
So,
Don't you feel the burn? No,
I feel the burning.
I feel the burning,
but I don't think he's going to make it. I might be wrong.
Yeah, the burn. Yeah,
the burning, but I don't feel the burn.
It's okay. Anyway, so we're not going to talk about politics here, which is good. Okay. So anyway, so one of our topics is really just about this upcoming episode, the last episode, because...
So what are we going to do for the last episode, Manny? Are we going to do like pick out and talk about some of our favorite episodes, or are we just going to have people here?
Probably we'll just play a game or something with our guests, whoever our guests are.
What, hide the banana?
Yeah, hide the banana, or we can do musical zippers. Have you played that before?
They don't wear pants.
Oh, that's right. They don't wear pants.
No pantalones.
No, that's right.
No pantalones.
They don't notice no pants. But anyway, have you heard of that game, though? Musical zippers?
No.
So you know musical chairs?
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of chairs, the zippers. You know, that knob that that you unzip and zip. Yeah, so everybody grabs it like that. So there's a music, walk around, and then when the music stops, you grab a zipper. Wouldn't that be a nice office work game?
No.
No?
No.
What do we not?
There's already enough inappropriate stuff that happens at my job. No. No. No.
I saw that before. I
not today, Satan. Not today.
Where did that come from? Who said that? It's so familiar. I can't remember. Who said that?
A drag queen that you've met
before. It's a drag queen? I can't remember.
She's from New Orleans.
Oh, Bianca Del Rio. Yep. So Bianca Del Rio said it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, no power. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to have some guests and hopefully we could have some fun and it would be great. We could have some friends over.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll be doing a gay geek bazaar unless something really funny comes up.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to talk about something bizarre maybe. Or something gay. Or something geek. Who knows? And it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, so we picked up something from... where did we get this? I think I got this from our Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page. And let me see. So it says here... I'm sure you have some tips as we go along.
You read what you want to read, and I'll put in my 5 to 10 cents worth here.
All right. Okay. So, top 5 grinder tips. In the, it's actually how to how to successfully hook up on your apps. So, there are 5 tips. This is an article from OK I'm Gay. I like the title of the site. So don't worry if I'm not here to tell you that the interwebs is a scary place and everyone who wants to meet up with you as a serial killer. I've had my fair share of online, in real life, IRL, encounters. And to be honest, I've loved most of them. Sure, some of the people I've met have been a bit weird. But I suppose you win some and you lose some. I love dating hookup apps. And I think everyone can get enjoyment out of them. It's all to do with confidence, self-awareness, and making smart choices. So there's a 5 tips here to share with you guys, and hopefully that you meet great people, have great hookups, and most importantly, you don't get killed, which makes sense. Okay, number 1, put the pro in the profile pic. So it just says here that don't use cartoon characters. Don't just
put your damn face in the. Well, here you go. Put a decent body shot in the picture so they get to see the full package, because some guys you just get this and you're like, what's he hiding below this?
And you know, it's
and then sometimes you just get the guys from here to here and it's like, okay, I guess if I really had a fetish for hairy chest or nipples or guts or something, I might go for that. But see, I'm all about the overall package. Yeah.
Okay, Ray was doing
overall package.
Ray was doing that action, but for the audio listeners like Devin, he's referring to torso only. Yeah, he doesn't. He's probably listening to this on the subway.
Headshot. Gut shot. Full body shot. At least from the waist up.
Okay, so you're saying your main profile pic, when you open it up, you like it like torso up.
Torso up.
Or
I like torso.
Waist up, waist at least. Up, yeah. Waist up, okay. And put a good smile, of course. And don't, you know what? I think it should not be in front of a bathroom mirror. What do you think?
Yeah, all y'all have friends. There's nothing wrong with asking your friend to take you a decent picture of you. If you have Asian friends, they can take glamour shots of you.
Exactly.
And you can post those. Those are great. But bathroom pictures, I mean, come on. I mean, if you're going to get on a hookup app and you're going to take a picture, first of all, if you do that, clean your mirror, flush your toilet, clean the shit up in the bathroom. Don't have it all cluttered. Because if I see that, I'm going to be like, this bitch is a mess.
No.
She is messy.
And I'll avoid you.
And I will avoid you because I have OCD shit, and that's one of them, clutter.
Right. Okay. Now. Yep.
So.
What do you mean?
So put
what
are you saying? So put a decent picture in. So.
Okay, next up is fill out your profile. Say something.
Amen. Because a lot of times, for me, I'll look at the picture and say, oh, he's nice, and then look and see what he's into. Nothing, dot, dot, dot on all of them. I'm like, well.
There's nothing related to that.
Swipe, keep on going.
Next. So, yeah, I agree. You should say it something like,
but
even the smallest thing, like, I'm here to meet friends, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, of course, to present
if
yourself.
If you're there for the dick, say, I'm here for the D. That's all you got to say, but put something out there.
You have to spell me with a D.
One of the biggest things I have when guys talking to guys on apps, mm-hmm. they don't know how to sell themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is what you're doing. You're basically selling your ass on a hookup app. So put the things out there. You know.
And some people, the first paragraph, the first sentence of they're very angry because people who visit them, some people are assholes. I mean, that's their start of their
and that usually means profile. That you have issues and nobody's going to talk to you. Thank you. Swipe.
Yep. Nobody's going to talk to you.
So
be presentable.
Remember, what you put out there is what you get back.
That's right.
And you also got to remember, it's a fucking hookup app. If you want to meet people, go somewhere where you can actually meet people face to face. Or at least look at their profile across the room and go over and sashay up to them and talk to them next to them.
Yeah. Go to a bar and chat with them across the bar.
So you can at least see what kind of friends they got, what alcohol they drink, or that big hot mess, what. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number three, be brave and send that first message.
Okay. I'm an introvert. I have a hard time doing that.
Me, I'm not. I mean, actually, it is an interesting profile because some people do put interesting stuff on their profile. Okay, for example, there's a bisexual guy. Okay, fine. I'm bisexual, blah, blah, blah. My wife knows, but I do. You know, wow, that's interesting. So I engage in conversation. He's like, hello. So
he just does that so he can watch the man fuck wife. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Yeah. It's a big bear, Bubba Bear fucking his wife. That'd be awesome. Anyway, so I would chat with him. Just interested with what he has to say. And okay, so your wife knows? Does she join? You know, or not necessarily. No, I'm not gonna go that far. Like, how are you? So I guess you're out to your wife, but do you hang out a lot in bars with her or something? Or you know, some generic stuff, some nice conversation. If it's a bi bear, but if it's a cute guy, you just say hi and or woof. Or sometimes they woof back or, hey, handsome, woof, hey, you know, things like that. But you at least engage in conversation and read the profile. Take time to read the profile mm-hmm. and actually talk about the profile. If he says that, I just arrived here. I just arrived. I'm new to the town. I'm new to the town and I'm here for the week and blah, blah, blah. And so you engage. So how long are you here? And where did you come from? Okay, so... you hear business for pleasure, you know, the small talk until it becomes serious, whichever. But then it goes to the other side, though, that people do not like people who just endless chatting, though.
Well, here's the other thing. When you say somebody to somebody, go come at them the right way. Because nothing turns me off more than just having pics unlocked or getting a dick pic or an ass pic with nothing else.
Oh, yeah,
because at that point, that's like, I'm not into that. And I think if you read my profile, you would understand that. So you didn't read. So you're illiterate and you're a dumbass. Like, but when you talk to somebody, say something, you know, say, hey, I saw your profile. I like what it said. How are you doing today? You know, leave an open-ended. Do like one interview where you answer questions and stuff. So you get answers back. So you leave them open-ended. So they have to return with something. So.
And the last thing you ask is, can you show me your dick?
Well, when it gets to that, I mean, that should not be the first thing. If that's what you, I mean, it never, never surprises me how on a Sunday morning I'm laying in bed. One of my chat apps open, and my girl, hey, woke up horny. Well, good morning to you too. So, I mean, I know you're being direct and stuff. Now, when people woof at me or they say something to me, I try to respond to them. I don't always get to do that because I'm busy with work and everything. And that's something else you need to understand. Some people cut the, like me, they just cut their damn apps on and leave them on. It's very rare that I actually log out and shut mine down because it's a hassle to hit up, to go click all through that shit to do it in some of them. But if somebody doesn't respond to you, take that as a hint that's like, okay, it's like, well, maybe they, maybe somehow, you know, if they didn't respond to you the first time and you hit them up again and they still don't respond, take that as like they're not interested. You know what I'm saying? Well, you could fucking message me back or you're a douchebag or what all that.
Yeah, kind of people are like that. Because so it's sensitive. Like,
you know, if it, some people are busy. I work all the fucking time. I watch TV all the time. I ain't got time to be answering all these messages.
No, I just don't like you.
I just don't like you. If you read my profile, it says I'm not into bears. So if you're a bear and you're messaging me,
we'll be friends.
We'll be friends. Or if you get a bear wanting to fuck, then you just did not read my profile and you lit it and he gets white.
And then and then Ray gives it to Mike.
Well, yeah, I'll forward him to Maynard. So, or to me. And I'll let you bring up number four, and then I'll really go off on that.
Oh my god! Oh my god! We were just talking about this. Oh, okay. Number four: don't be catfished. What does catfishing mean, Ray?
This is when somebody's posing as somebody else just to fuck with you, pretty much. Or they're just trying to get attention, and they have no other way to get attention than creating some fantasy person that they can chat with people in and flirt and see how far they can get them to go. Mm-hmm. So here's the first thing that I've learned, and I've learned over the last, really the last 6 months since I got back on the apps, is that there's a lot of catfishes out there. They just want to waste your fucking time. And that's another thing why I don't always ask every person that messages me. Because if your profile don't look right or it ain't filled out, I'm like, you ain't got time to do that. I ain't got time to mess with you. But something I've got, well, people come off at me and they like come at me a certain way and they're like this, that, and the other. And I'm just like, okay, that's fine. We can continue this conversation. Just send me a current pic with today's date in it. So that's as simple as picking it, writing the date on your hand and taking a pic with your smartphone. And don't come at me with this bullshit that you can't do that. Because if you got an app, you got it on your damn smartphone. Because half the apps do not have web pages, especially Cruff, Growler, Grindr. They don't have fucking web pages. It's only an app, and it's on a phone. So if you got a smartphone, you can take a damn picture with it. So don't give me that bullshit.
So you actually encountered a person who just won't send you a picture.
They'll send me like all kind of pictures, but they won't send me one with a date in it. And that's because they went on Tumblr or found somebody's Facebook profile, and they've downloaded a bunch of pictures from it and created this whole persona from it.
And turns out they're all professional.
But if they're upfront and honest, they'll be able to say, oh, yeah, I can take a picture. If somebody asked me, say, hey, I just want to prove that you're real, I'd be like, okay, here's the date. I'd write, like, what is it, 2/1/2016 on my hand, take a picture in the mirror or whatever, the reverse thing with my camera, and send it to them. Because there is too much fucked up shit out there. And I know there are a bunch of guys out there that so need of attention that they think every guy messaging wants to get their booty. But it is not the case. A bunch of people just want to fuck with you. So
what if it's like they took a picture of their dick, and they write the date on the dick? Like
that's fine. Like, they prove.
Like September 30 in the year of our Lord, 2016. AD.
Well, see, that's not today's date. That was September 30th. I want to see what it looks like on 2/1.
So it's like
after the holidays.
Okay. It's Groundhog Day. What's it? February 2, 2016. Yeah, exactly. I want
proof that it's today, that you're a real person. Mm-hmm. And if you're a real person, you can do that because you got an app, you got a phone mm-hmm. that you can take pictures with.
Yeah, that's right. I've never encountered anyone like
that. If it's not a phone, you got
to. They always send current pictures anyway, the people who I do chat with, you know.
But, well, how do you know they're current?
It looks current, like a selfie.
You can go look online and see tons of people that take selfies and put them on Facebook. Or if you go on Tumblr enough. I know one guy was fishing me because he came up with me in a profile pic, and it was a porn star that was off Tumblr. And he kept sending me the guy's pic. I'm like, dude, not interested. He's like, why? I'm hot. I'm like, yeah, you're also not a porn star that's on Tumblr. Hitting me up.
So you've how many times have you encountered?
It's like I don't trust anybody. I mean, and usually you can tell because they'll do some stupid shit. They'll say something that just doesn't sound right, or they'll like be too eager. I didn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. So
okay. So don't be catfish. Ray is really, really bitter when it comes to catfishing. Right. Okay, let's go to number five. The last one for now is play safe, obviously, of course, because you just don't know if the guy has you have to assume that everyone has, I should say, an STD or something. Or you have to assume. You have to be safe. So what do? You wear a condom or you be on PrEP. And you be on PrEP and use condom. Which, however, just to protect yourself, because these are really, if it's a random hookup like that, yeah, you kind of have to protect yourself.
And some boys be on there running train on fucking Grindr and Scruff and all the rest of them. So they're like, oh yeah, I'm clean. Or
DDF.
I shouldn't say clean because that's a bad terminology.
Yeah.
Say, I'm STD free. Yeah, but you just took 20 loads from the last 20 guys you've hooked up with today because it's your day off.
Yeah.
So you've had 20 guys over today and your pussy still demanding to D, and you hook up with this guy and you're like, oh yeah, bareback. I'm STD free or I'm HIV negative. Yeah. Well, that was before you took the 20 loads. So I'm just saying it's a personal choice. Be careful.
Just be careful. How about those guys who are, you know, chatting with someone and then, hey, come over and bring your friends.
Oh, I get hit up like that all the time. Hey, you want to hook up? Hey, I want you to have a party and bring all your daddy friends over.
Really?
What? So all y'all bottoms can sit around and look at each other? What?
So all your friends are bottoms? What are you saying, Ray?
I'm just saying. There ain't that many tops out there, apparently.
Anyway, so wow, that's a long article. Wow, 15 minutes on the gay article. We have so much to say about this Grindr tips.
It's hit so close to home. Just so close to home.
Okay, so let's go to the geek ray.
Okay, music streaming now counts towards gold and platinum certification. Well, it's about damn time.
Mm-hmm.
When is it going to hit the Nielsen ratings?
It is now.
Music streaming has been all the rage for years now. But the Recording Industry Association of America had yet weighed its merits. However, that's about to change. Starting today, the RIAA will take into account audio and video streaming numbers in addition to sales when certifying an album as gold or platinum. Back in 2013, the music industry's governing body began tallying individual songs towards its so-called digital single award. But this new change will be the first time streaming is factored into the main album award process. Modernizing on album awards to include music streaming is the next logical step in the continued evolution of gold and platinum awards. And doing so enables the RIAA to fully reward the success of artists' albums today. As you might expect, how much an album is streamed won't count the same as a purchase. After a comprehensive analysis of the number of criteria, including listing patterns and more, the RIA came up with a formula for including streaming numbers. Going forward, 15,000 on-demand audio or video songs. 1,500 on-demand audio or video song streams will equal 10 track sales or one album sales. What's more, 150 on-demand streams will count as one download. And we got to take into consideration, maybe not our generation, but the younger generation of, like, let's say 19 to 24 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
They don't own music.
Yeah, that's true.
They
just stream it. They stream. And this is it. This is how you're going to
stream. Like, so, I mean, people are not going to be buying albums. They'll be paying for services so they can stream music on demand when they want it.
Yeah, this is the way they would do it, that to measure if you are, you know, okay, what the article is saying, if you're gonna be a gold, a gold album or a platinum album because you made this much sales, this is pretty much their formula. 1,500 of audio streamings or video streamings would equal to 10 tracks sales as if you sold an album. So yeah, so I if that's their formula. I guess it works. Meaning, if you're really popular, then 1,500, then that's one sale. Because the popularity of Spotify, RDO, and Rhapsody, the one I use, Rhapsody. And you really just stream this music and you really don't buy the album. And like what Ray said, people this generation, they don't own albums anymore. They just
Spotify
buy,
just
they
like just, Rhapsody?
Exactly, like Rhapsody.
So yeah, because like most of the babies do Spotify.
Yeah, which I might shift to very soon. I think I'm getting tired. I think Spotify has a more comprehensive selection than Rhapsody, because Rhapsody is pretty big. It's just that Spotify is more popular and it's more international, and they have more sources, I guess, and they have this option of free streaming audio if you need to. If you it would if you pick an artist, you can just play his or her song randomly, but in essence, it's still free. You know, you can do that with Spotify. With Rhapsody, you can't. But anyway, so back to what Ray said about kids not owning music anymore. People, what is it again? I saw a comic strip before saying that I think the son or the child was. Let me do it, Ray.
No, I need to go that way. The other way.
Oh.
It doesn't like my four fingers.
No, it doesn't.
No, go to the other article. The other article's open.
What are the articles?
Do four more. Do it over. Okay. No, no. No, no. There. Okay.
Okay. So sorry, guys. I'm trying to help Ray with the Chrome browser.
I'm old. I do not like change. Quit changing shit.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
what's wrong with clicking on links and making it work?
So what do you guys think of the... I didn't paste the article in this one.
No, you didn't. You used link, which is why I was trying to get to it.
No, sorry. Anyway, so that's the geek article. Oh my god. I hate sometimes I really hate this website.
That's why I don't put web links in on the note shows. Stuff because of all the crap that pops up and all the music that plays and all that crap.
I hate it when the websites just automatically plays.
Boom.
Okay.
Boots and pants.
Okay.
All right, man. I have to ask this.
Okay. Oh, this article, the bizarre article was care of my friend Randall. Okay, so go ahead.
This wasn't your aunt, was it?
This wasn't what?
Your aunt, was it?
For one thing, my aunt is not into this. Second, my aunt
Well, how do
seven.
You know?
You're right. I don't know. Maybe.
Were you the designated sister that came over and cleaned up the place after she passed?
And then found some batteries and toys?
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You didn't find anything in your mom's stuff when you were cleaning?
No, my mom is not into this, okay?
You think your mom's not into this.
Uh-huh. So thank you, Randall, for this article. Okay. So should I read this? I guess I can. I should.
Go for it.
Okay. 79-year-old woman electrocuted by faulty dildo after falling asleep with a device inside her. It's just bizarre. So anyway, where's the article? I have to tap it.
You mean to read it? I got it up.
You got it up?
Okay.
See, the mobile version is better than the...
Okay.
Okay.
According to reports... Oh, hang on. I got to get to the beginning of it because it's all over the page. California, a 79-year-old woman, Miss Green, we'll call her, was found unresponsive in her Beverly Hills home after an unfortunate incident with a personal massager. According to reports, Green's daughter called 911 after she was unable to get a hold of her mother. Police were able to access the house where they found an elderly woman half-dressed with the device still inside her. Green had electrocution marks that ran up her stomach and down her arms. EMTs removed the bloody device and turned it over to investigators. After recovering, Green told investigators that she likes to give herself a little massage now and then to ease her loneliness. I haven't had a man friend in my life for a really long time, Green told police, so I started to collect personal massagers. I have a smoothie V, a pocket rocket, 2-in-1, and at least 10 different ones so I don't get bored. But the Hulk, it really rocked my world.
God.
And I guess I fell asleep. It gave me a real zap a zap in the gap. Family members say they were shocked and appalled, as Miss Green is known for her cookie bacon for the neighborhood kids. Green's son said he has compensated all of her massagers and will keep a better eye on his mother. What's wrong with your mother masturbating?
Wait a second. I thought she died. She just...
No, she was electrocuted, but she didn't die.
Oh, I thought she died. I don't know. I was thinking
she... No, she's alive.
She got it all over. Just keep an eye on her. So...
And did you
they're
Snopes
going...
this?
Did what?
Did you Snopes this?
Actually, it just forwarded to me. I think it's real. Did you think it's free? It's not
well,
real.
Well, when y'all start screaming about shit not being accurate, we should Snopes. Remember, Maynard posted this one.
Okay.
So, but I think that's appalling that they took all the massages away.
Yeah.
If her children would have been paying attention to her and doing stuff with her, she would not be there.
They should really just give her the battery-operated one so she won't get electrocuted.
That's right.
If you give the ones that are...
Or maybe they need to keep a new, find the Hulk and make sure it's not one that's wore
what
out.
What is this Hulk thing? I wonder.
I don't know.
The Hulk dildo. What is it? Dildo? The Hulk dildo?
Vibrator.
Vibrator. My
personal massager.
The Hulk images. Oh, it's the Hulk. Oh, it's the Avengers, the Hulk dick.
No.
It's a vibrator, the Hulk.
Does it vibrate? No, that looks just like a green dildo.
Oh, my God, there is the Hulk.
That is not it, I bet.
Are you sure?
Personal massagers, the Hulk.
The Hulk personal massager. Oh, okay. Why is it called the Hulk? Yeah, I guess. It has a big end on it. I like the other one.
That one's it.
I think it's the other one.
No, that's not a vibrator. That's a dildo.
Okay. This is available from Walmart. Oh my God. This is just a personal massager. God. I still think it's the other one. See,
I
the Hulk.
That's not a vibrator.
Well, the Hulk penis. It's really big. Is it bigger than Ron Jeremy's? Good Lord. Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's as big as a cucumber. Bigger than a cucumber. Anyway, so what do you guys think? Just be careful with your... Do not get dildos or massagers that are... Well, massagers are fine, but if it's a dildo that inserts to...
Once it plug in, you know, you got to be careful with those.
You got to be careful. Make sure that when you're done, you pull it out. You pull out at some point. Anyway, okay. So, I guess that's it for the show. Let's... How about...
Well, no. We got some voice comments.
I mean, yeah, but we're getting there. Yo, okay. So... Before we go, we have some voice comments. Here's an audio. Oh, wait a second. Shit.
Boots and pants.
Okay, here's some message from Jay.
Hey, Nard. Hey, Ray. My name's Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hot tub. I am just calling you guys to thank you so much for everything you guys have done for the bear community via the podcast. I probably a somewhat latecomer to the show, maybe the last 100 or so episodes. I've really enjoyed them. I'm going to be really sad that you guys are leaving. I did introduce myself to Nard back in 2014 at the
Territory
for Bear Week. I'm sure he doesn't remember me because he probably meets a million people per... I'm sure you don't remember me.
No, if a bear talks to him, he remembers.
Huge bear runs. But anyway, I wish you guys all the best in your future endeavors, and hopefully we haven't heard the last of you. So, again, thank you very much. The show's been great, and it will be missed. Bye.
Thanks, Jay. Wow, that's a sweet voicemail. Who knows? Maybe in the future we'll have we'll do a different project. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, Jay. He remembers you. He pulled the pictures up on his phone, all the penis pics, and sent them to us. He showed them to me.
Send Ray your penis pics, Jay, before we go. Okay, so how about an email? We got an email from, how do you say this? Graeme. His name is Grammy.
Is it Grammy? Is that how you say it? Grammy. Okay, Grammy. Hi, I just started listening to the podcast and think it's really great. The best bear podcast. Aww. Every week I look forward to the next episode. Thanks for the great chats and banner. Loving it. Thanks again, Grammy, from the UK.
It's from the UK.
So, Grammy, if we said your name wrong, email us back and tell us how to pronounce it so we'll get it right. We'll do a correction if you get it to us for episode 6.
Grammy.
It's G-R-A-E-M-E.
Should be Grammy. I think it's Grammy. You know, spot science rhymes with gravy.
Gravy?
Maybe.
Gravy.
All right. So I guess that's it.
But thank you for the shout
thank
out.
You. Thank you for the emails and the voicemails. Really appreciate you guys. Well, what can I say? Next to the last episode and episode 599. Next week, we're planning to have some friends over. Some
special guests.
Special guests. Which may or may not be wearing clothes when we see them. And yeah, we're going to miss this. I'm going to miss this, Ray. Ray, we've been doing this since 06. 06? 07. When did you come on? I think you came in 06, I think, or 07. Remember? Don't you remember?
That was 400 episodes ago.
400 episodes ago? Oh my God. Yeah, Ray and I used to
there
do lots
have
of
been
audio before.
Multiple partners that have passed through.
And I've always been with one.
And you're the only one that's lasted, Maynard.
Ray, you're a slot. You're a slot. You're a slot.
Of all the people you've lasted.
Oh my God, can you imagine that? You know, how many boyfriends you've had? Oh. And then now it's, you know, after 600 episodes. Well, 2005, I was really just running solo on this one. This show used to be like 12 minutes. 12-minute shows and nothing much. I talked about bear runs all the time because I went to bear runs a lot. And I had this segment called Wolf for a Bear. I would interview a bear or feature a bear. Actually, what I did before was I would go to Bear 411 and pick someone randomly.
Yeah. And then we got kicked off of Bear 411.
And then
Bear 411. That drama. And then luckily, Cully came out with Growler.
Yes.
Or wait a minute, Grinder come first.
But we didn't have them in the show. But Growler, Scruff came out.
Scruff came out.
We interviewed the Johnny Scandros.
Scandros back in the day.
Back a long, long
time
Growler ago.
Growler came out, we talked to Cully too, didn't we? Yeah, we interviewed Cully. And
I like Growler more. I like Cully more because, you know, he's of all the chat sites, chat apps that we've talked to, he's the most, you know.
Bearish.
Well, aside from being bearish and his husband, Frank, also. They're very kind to us. He actually talks to me.
I got a quick topic that we can talk about.
All right.
Real quick here at the show. Since we're winding down, we've gone too long.
Yeah, it's fine. We have 15 minutes earlier.
Where was I sitting around at this weekend? I was out somewhere. And we were referring to the people that were around as the different apps. Like, oh, there's some of the Scruff boys. Oh, there's Grinder boys. Oh,
really? Who did you do that with?
I can't remember, but I remember sitting around and doing it, and I thought it was funny as hell when he talked about it on the show, that when you run it, that you see people in public, and you're like, oh, they're Grinder.
It's a Grinder kind of guy.
They're Grinder kind of guys. They're Scruff guys.
So you're saying if it's like a... like a scruffy, you know, like an otter type guy. He's a scruff guy.
He's a scruff.
But if it's a chubby bear or a chub or a bear, he's got to be Growler.
Growler.
He's on Growler. He's got to be in Growler.
Yeah.
But if he's in leather, he's a recon guy.
Recon, yep.
How do you describe the Adam for Adam ones or the
horse.
Just horse.
All the horse on there.
Okay, just generic whores.
All Latino whores on there. Oh my God. No, just kidding. If you're a Latino whore, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Be the best whore you can.
Oh, that's interesting, Ray. Next time, we'll do that. You know, just walking around, see, that's a Grinder boy. I can't even describe how a grinder boy would look like. I can imagine Scruff or Growler, but.
Grindr. Well, apparently, you've never been on the apps.
I haven't been on Grinder.
Grinder, yeah.
I don't have Grinder.
Most of them are little Twinkie boys.
Oh, really? Yeah. Ugh. I don't like Grindr. Yeah. I don't like Grindr. So, anyway, okay. So I guess that's it. Thank you everyone for watching or listening to the show. Wow. 599 episodes, guys. One more episode and it's all gone.
Take one more down, pass it around, and
check our voicemail. I'll send our voicemails and everything. Yeah, send us emails. show@bearpodcast.com.
Are we even going to play any more voicemails?
That's the only voicemail we've got for now.
No, but I mean, we're going to play anymore on the 600 episode. Well,
if you send a voicemail, we'll be able to play it on episode 600. That'd be great. Okay.
All right. But you better call this week. And that's 206-222-2327. 206-222-BEAR. And leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on episode 600.
God, episode 600. Oh, it's coming up very soon.
It's like all episode, those free time. It's like episode 6 inches. It's huge.
It's really huge. And subscribe via iTunes for a few more episodes, just this episode and Vimeo and YouTube. The shows will still be available there. You'll just still see it there. And the Stitcher Radio and Bay Radio Network. Well, we did tell Bear Radio Network that 600 will be the last, so we won't be airing on Bear Radio Network after the 600th episode. And also go to Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, follow us there. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably post once in a while. I don't know. Probably just
some. Well, actually, go to our Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page, because we will continue posting there, because that's the funniest.
Oh, yeah, Gay Geek Bizarre.
Yeah, so really go to the Gay Geek Bizarre page and start following us, following stuff there, because we'll still do stuff on there.
Yeah, so that's how do you...
I need something to do at work.
Facebook.com/GayGeekBizarre. I think that's what it is. Gay Geek Bizarre. Yep. Gay Geek Bizarre. Facebook.com/GayGeekBizarre. You can check that out. And you can... like that site and
follow us as we keep posting stuff, because we'll keep that updated probably more after, because I still post stuff on there daily and Cesar still posts his stuff on there.
Oh yeah, thank you so much Cesar for posting and maintaining our Facebook page. It's awesome. And then what else? Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. That site will still be up, you know, that'd be great. And who knows what happens.
If anything in the future comes up, we'll probably post information on there about how to get to it. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you everyone for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the last episode of Bear Podcast. Many woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Wow, I can't believe this. We're seeing the last episode.
Episode 599. Bear Podcast. Episode 599. Bear Podcast. Bear Podcast. 599.